business. Lego versus Barbie in China. Brick by brick. Why the toy brickmaker has soared, but America's favorite doll has stumbled.
Budding engineers cluster around a table-sized model of the China Art Museum, a landmark in Shanghai, adding helipads, carrot patches, and other improvements with colorful bricks. Prizing a child from Lego's vast shop near People's Square can be like unsticking two stubborn bits of Lego. Li Yang, visiting for a few days from Shenzhen, has been waiting for her daughter for 2 hours. Zhu Yanfei, watching his son, marvels at the variety. "Coming here to play with him is making up for my childhood," he says. They drop by every week. Lego's rise in China has been vertiginous. In 2017, it overtook Alpha Group, a local giant, to become the country's leading toy company, not including video games. In the past 2 years, it has opened 89 stores. It wants 50 more by December, which will bring it to 30 cities. Its first Chinese factory started molding bricks in 2016. The toy industry is growing by 9% annually in the country, but the Danish firm's Chinese arm notches up very strong double digits, says Paul Huang, its boss. It has done so even as the brickmaker's global business has looked shakier. In 2017, Lego cut 1,400 jobs and recorded its first drop in revenues and profits in over a decade. But last year, both ticked up again, by 4% each. Lego has thus retained its status as the world's biggest toy maker, snatched from Mattel in 2014, even as its American rival last year earned its highest revenues in 5 years from its Barbie dolls. Newly affluent parents in China have helped Lego recover. "We have not maxed out there by far," says Niels Christiansen, whom Lego brought in as chief executive 2 years ago. As in the West, the educational merits of bricks appeal to Chinese parents. Last year, 98% of those surveyed by Lego said that play was essential for their child's well-being, even more than Americans and Danes.